This is a Flixcast, where two friends talk about two movies they have recently watched, each recommended from one person to the other. This time on the show, we have the Jake Gyllenhaal starring crime thriller Nightcrawler and a 2009 romantic comedy called 500 Days of Summer. As always, both movies are available for streaming right now on Netflix. My name is Bastian, and you're listening to the Flixcast. Next up, Lena will be joining me for some interesting discussion. Hello, Lena. How are you?
Hi. I'm good, thanks, even though it's really hot today. I'm really excited to hear what you have to say about my movie recommendation.
So, I assume you watched what I recommended to you, then?
I have, yes, and I can say that I really liked it.
All right, then let's get into discussion. But beforehand, a short introduction to the movie. Nightcrawler is a 2014 crime thriller by Dan Gilroy, starring Jake Gyllenhaal, Renee Russo, and Riz Ahmed. It has a runtime of 170 minutes and was nominated for the Academy Award for Best Screenplay.
We're first! Go around, get a shot inside the car! Hey, back away!
I got it, I'm back!
Will this be on television?
Morning news, if it bleeds, it leads.
Are you currently hiring?
Lou Bloom struggles through his life in Los Angeles as a petty criminal. That is, until he becomes witness to a car accident and gets to know Joe Loader, a stringer who records violent events during nighttime and sells the footage to local television studios. As a man of no scruple, Lou Bloom senses an opportunity of doing something he both likes and happens to be good at. However, things soon begin to spiral out of control as TV watches sensationalism drive Bloom to go further and further for the next big story.
Okay, so first of all, I want to say that I really like Jake Gyllenhaal. He's a really good actor. Mm-hmm. And I think you could really see that in this movie. But I didn't really know what to think of his character, Lou. Because it seemed like at the beginning he was just a really nice guy who was good with words and could deal with people and get them to do what he wanted to, which is not a bad trait.
But the first thing you see him do is breaking into someone else's property. So he's a criminal from
the
start.
Yeah, but being a criminal doesn't make you a bad person, does it?
That's true. Yeah.
So, and then how he interacts with people, I thought he was just really nice. But the more I got into the movie, the more my opinion of him changed. And if you could see my notes, you could see me going, oh, he's okay. Oh, maybe he's a bit weird. Oh, what is he doing now?
but did you dislike that? Or because, of course, they do that on purpose. So
I liked it about the movie. It made it a really good movie because I couldn't stop watching it. It made me want to continue this movie to see what he does. It just made me dislike this person.
Yeah, you really do. I think that's true.
And there are two quotes out of the movie that I wrote down. And the first one is that he says, I understand people, I just don't like them.
Mm-hmm. So he is a sociopath, though.
He is. And I think it's, I don't know, I can't even say what I think about this quote, because maybe he's the person that people don't like. So it's not him that doesn't like people, it's people that don't like him, because he's...
Well, people don't like him because of the way he treats them, and he treats them because of the way he doesn't like them.
Yeah.
It's hard to say, but yeah, so he uses people for his own goods. He, as we said in the summary, he doesn't have any scruples, so he does whatever he thinks is best for his purpose. Of course, that doesn't make him a very likable character.
That's true, and that brings me to the second quote, which is, you've got a weird way of looking at things, and I think that sums this person up, because what he does is just to make himself more successful, and, I mean, he succeeds, he's really good, but he does have a weird way of looking at things.
Yeah, he does, and he goes, because of that, he goes very far throughout the movie, and it does really escalate, and I think that makes it very intriguing and unique
Yeah.
and memorable.
That's true. And throughout the whole movie, I didn't know if I wanted him to succeed or not. I think that was my biggest struggle.
So, to sum things up, you like the movie?
I love the movie, I did, yeah.
And this brings us to the second movie of today. Lena, do you want to first tell us something about 500 Days of Summer?
Yes, let's talk about my favorite movie. 500 Days of Summer is a rather unconventional romantic comedy about true love, with Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Zooey Deschanel in the leading roles. It was released in 2009 at a runtime of just about 95 minutes and is directed by Mark Webb. They made a
statue of us. The boy, Tom Hansen, grew up believing that he'd never truly be happy until the day he met the one. The girl, Summer Finn, did not share this belief. You should know up front, this is not a love story.
I think we should stop seeing each other.
Just like that?
Just like that.
Start from the beginning and tell us what happened.
And this is exactly where the film picks off. Tom reviews the 500 days he spent with Summer to find out what went wrong and, hopefully, get her back. So, what did you think, Bastian? I felt a bit bad making you watch a romance. Was it too cheesy for you?
Actually, I quite enjoyed my time with 500 Days, even though it's not usually my cup of tea. Probably because it is so unconventional, and I like Joseph Gordon-Levitt, so that's a plus. In general, I think the character, so the protagonist, Tom, he's super likable, and just everything he does, it's interesting to watch, and he has a kind of unique way to look at life and the world, and that's very nice to watch.
But did you think that Summer was being fair to him or not?
Yeah, that's actually, I think, the biggest problem that I had with the movie, that Summer was super likable as well when they were together, and she was had always this charming smile and so, but the moment that the relationship went downhill, it felt a bit forced, like just suddenly she wasn't nice anymore, and that it wasn't really a reason for it. So I think there was like a pseudo turning point when they are in the bar and there's this little brawl with the other guy. But I didn't feel like this was justification enough for the whole relationship to go downhill, and I struggled a bit with that.
Okay.
But yes, in general, so I like Tom very much, and I did like Summer, but just she wasn't as well fleshed out as Tom, so maybe I would have liked to get more from her side of the thing.
Yeah, and this is what I like about the movie. So for one, you know, it's not the girl that's the emotional wreck, because usually the girls are the romantics in movies.
Oh, yes.
And their hearts get broken and they try to get over a guy. And this time it's the other way around. This is what I really like about it.
Yeah, as I said, it's very unconventional as a movie. And I think this unconventionality is what makes it so interesting to watch, even for someone like me who normally doesn't watch romances. And I think this unconventionality transcends to the structure of the movie. So you have it already in the title of the film. It's this 500 days, and you have it, the narrative switch back and forth between the time where they have already broke up and the time where they were happy together. And they use it very interesting. For example, there is this one scene at IKEA where you can see her being kind of mean, and he tries to joke around and she's just not having it. And you are asking what has happened there, and then you go back in time to one of the earlier days where they were together at IKEA and they were super happy and joking around, and this really contrasted very well.
Yeah, I like the structure of the movie. And even that when they show you the day, which day it is, they have a happy picture and flowers everywhere, or just really sad.
Yeah, they use the structure. They use it for jokes and laughs. So they use it for comedic effect. But they also use it to get the story across, to show the difference between when they were happy and when they weren't happy anymore. So I really enjoyed my time with it. I just would have liked to see the transition from mm-hmm. the days where they were happy to the days where they weren't anymore to be a bit rounder, I think.
Okay.
But yeah, I liked it.
Good. This basically wraps it up for our second movie, and unfortunately, this marks the end of today's podcast. As we said, the movies are all available on Netflix right now, and we can highly recommend each and every one of them. Thanks for listening, and we hope we could help you find your next watch.